The Trump administration's campaign to overturn how children get vaccinated against infectious diseases took a major step forward yesterday. A powerful federal advisory committee recommended dropping long-standing guidance that all babies get vaccinated against hepatitis B at birth. NPR health correspondent Rob Stein joins us now. Hey, Rob.
Hey there, Ader.
So let's start with an explanation of what exactly happened yesterday.
Sure. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices voted to abandon one of the nation's most effective vaccination policies, a recommendation that all children get vaccinated against hepatitis B within the first 24 hours of life. This has been U.S. policy for more than 30 years and is responsible for a dramatic plunge in hepatitis B infections in this country. That's protected countless babies from getting a chronic liver infection that can lead to liver failure, liver cancer, and premature death.
I can't help but ask, why? I mean, why would the CDC committee endorse this?
Well, Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who has long campaigned against vaccines, essentially stacked this committee with like-minded members, and many of them question whether vaccinating children against hepatitis B when they are so young is really necessary. They also question whether it's safe to give newborn babies this shot so early in life. Here's how new committee member Retzef Levy, a professor of operations management at MIT, put it.
You would never agree to fly on a plane that the aircraft vendor tells you that it's safe. Apply the same level of scrutiny to the safety of your child as much as you will apply to the safety of a plane. And I don't believe that we currently do that.
The committee recommended that only babies born to mothers who test positive for the virus or whose status is unknown routinely get vaccinated at birth.